please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. It's been a long time, almost an entire year, since we did an episode. So we're excited to be back, and we're excited that you're joining us. And we're planning to continue on with our podcast moving forward.
Absolutely. We missed each other. We missed talking. So we have so much to talk about. I can't wait for us to hit these new topics that's going on in the world today.
Number one, you mentioned to me about a lot of young people getting cancer. I did see that in the news. What do you think's going on with that, Tora?
Literally, they are between the heart attacks and the cancer with the young things, and we've never heard of. And I don't understand. Maybe it's because it's affecting African-American children more than any other race. They're not claiming it's an epidemic, but it is definitely like affecting us more than any other race. And there are some people who are speaking out on it, but then as soon as it gets posted, as you know, like YouTube did mainly a lot of our old videos that we talk about things that we had opinions on, they deleted our content. And it's like, it's our opinion with the knowledge that we've gained. Why can't we speak on it? I mean, what are you silencing us for?
That brings us into another topic, which I'm not going to touch right now, but of course, censorship. But I'm going to make a note and we'll get to that on another episode. But I did hear about the increased, I thought it was increased cancer in young people. And I don't really know what it's due to, because the young people didn't even start getting that jab until toward the end, because at first it wasn't approved for them. So I don't know.
I think the products, definitely the products they're putting out now, just have no type of protection for the Food and Drug Administration. You know, other countries, they'll tell you right off the break, you can't bring that into our country, and we don't sell that here in our country. And here in the United States, it's a free-for-all. You know, it's the vaping, it's the products as far as their hair braiding and the colors.
When you're talking about young people, are you talking about young adults, late teens? What age group are
late teens and young adults, meaning from the age of 17 to 25. Those to me are still, that group right there is nothing like our group at that age.
Yeah, they're younger.
Their mind is even younger. You sometimes have to say to yourself, like, ooh, I gotta remind myself the times have changed, because they are not our original old school 17 to 25 era. You know, we could run a whole house at that age. These kids still need to live at home, some of them, you know. And I mean, not that we want that, but it's just the world that they're in is just not, you know, conducive to their lifestyle. Like the cancer, I believe, is because they are trying to put stuff in these kids, and not to eliminate that era.
Probably. That's depopulation is the ultimate agenda. You know, I'm Miss Conspiracy Theorist.
I've heard it.
So put it out there, girl. Depopulation is the agenda.
That was the fastest growing era.
I wasn't really thinking about that, but now that you mention it, if you can get rid of that group, cut out the fertility, so we're not, those are the ones that are primarily going to be having the babies for our next generation.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. The hair products, the food, and when you mention that, I'm thinking about it. By our age, a lot of us realize we need to lay low on the fast foods, lay low on fried stuff, get some more fruits and vegetables.
They're
eating ramen and doing DoorDash. And
oh my God, yes, that's our children.
They're getting a lot of that.
And my daughter also has precancer. And then I just heard that Michael Strahan's daughter has the same mucus plasma cancer, but her tumor was in her brain and it was fast growing. My daughter's tumor was in her ovaries, and it was really a sad thing for me to, because once something happens to you, you dive in and you find out. And all I've heard is so many young people from the West Coast to the East Coast of the United States are having this mucus plasma, neomucous plasma type of tumor developing in their bodies. It has to come from something. We did not have it. The worst thing we had growing up was maybe your cousin had asthma or allergies.
Or your aunt had fibroids or something.
Or somebody had fibroids, you know, but that was, you know, none of my girlfriends in college, high school, I never remember any of them saying, you know, this something was this fatal. You know what I mean? Like,
I remember a young lady dying from cancer after we graduated, but it was very rare. It was not anything that was consistently happening. I'm going to do a little research too, and maybe we can come up with some more things. Mm-hmm. What are potential remedies? Well, remedies to help address it before the tumor starts forming.
Absolutely. My daughter, which I think it scared her a little bit, she had two classmates that's already passed away from this type of that went to the high school that she went to, and they thought that one of them died from coma, but when the autopsy came back, it was an untreated tumor that had erupted.
Wow. And that brings me to something that I wanted to discuss. Seems like I and everyone I know is going to funeral after funeral. I've never been to so many, and some of them I don't go to. There was a while when I was just like, I'm not in a space where I can just keep going to funerals. But then I realized that if you take that approach, you're really alienating your friends and family, because they're like, huh, why is she not showing up? So then I started going, and it's just depressing. And
I was going to say, psychologically, it tears you down. You still got to be here, you know?
I don't even do Facebook that much. I went on there today. One of my cousins died today. Her daughter's funeral was within the last 2 weeks.
One of her daughters
died within the last 2 weeks. And I'm just like, oh my God, our family... friends.
Yeah, no friends.
I took my truck in to get some windshield wipers today to a guy that always works on my vehicle. And he was like, I had 4 funerals last week.
Oh my God.
A girlfriend I talked to by text recently said, I've got 3 funerals this week. There's something wrong.
Something is going on, and it's sad, because as soon as we speak on it, they shut us down. We're not allowed to share information. Everyone I know is probably talking about it and going through it, and thank God we have these iPhones that talk to each other and talk to other people, and without us even having to be on it. So it's, the message is getting out there that the government is doing something.
But these people aren't dying from myocardial infarction or whatever it is. That's a heart attack, and the kinds of things that I would expect as a result of the pandemic and everything that happened during that time frame. They're dying of kidney issues, cancer.
Yeah.
Just all kind of things. Everybody's not even dying of the same thing. They're
not
just
every exactly, but I still contributed to that COVID era, whatever that was, that depopulation thing was. It's too many of us having these headaches. We're all suffering from, and I'm talking about real headaches. Like I think I can count on one hand growing up about how many headaches I've had.
Not a headache person, but yeah, I've had some.
I used to drink, so you would think I'd at least get a headache from hangovers. No. These headaches are just spontaneous, where my head feels like it's water in there. And I'm just like, what's going on? And then I'll look on Instagram and TikTok. Everybody's saying, is it just me or you suffering from headaches? No, I'm suffering from them too. My daughters are always telling me, Mom, I got a headache so bad. I mean, I actually have an appointment with the doctor next week to find out why am I still getting these headaches? Like, he's saying he's had a rise in patients coming in saying the same thing. Same behind the eyes. Headache on a daily basis. You know, you drink, you hydrate, you vitamin, take your vitamins and minerals, and you do all the things that you know your body might be deficient in from the food, but you
know. I'm not getting headaches, but I had gotten a cold, and I even still have some residual mucus. So when you start saying neomucus, I literally wrote it down, neomucous plasma tumor, then I'm like, is this
it mucus? All started with that.
It started with
having colds and sore throats back to back. That's what my daughter and all the people who she knew, and even a couple girls at San Diego who had just had that operation and had a tumor removed. I know you're like, what do you mean? No, it wasn't just one or two. It wasn't just my daughter. It's been a couple of young kids have had this tumor removed, and they all had the same symptoms leading it up. It was a cold. It was sore throats, back to back to back, staying on antibiotics and trying to clear it up. And then finally, you know, she came home for her birthday and we ate some food and we thought she was constipated. So I was like, you need to go to the hospital and just get a sonogram done in your stomach to find out if your intestines are swollen. Because, you know, the girl from Poltergeist, the little girl that said, they're here. Her death always stayed on my brain because she had a swollen intestines that erupted from, they say, eating jelly beans. So that always stayed in my brain. And I was just like, oh, she had black beans when we went out to dinner. So I'm like, I just want to make sure she's not clogged up and she doesn't have any, you know, problems with that. And when they went in, they were like, honey, how long have you had this tumor? And she was like, what tumor?
Oh my God.
They were like, you don't know about this? She was like, no, I'm here for my intestines.
Oh my God.
They called in like several doctors and they called me on the phone. They were like, we're rushing her into surgery. I'm like, don't touch her. I'm coming to get her. They was like, oh no, ma'am, she can't get on a plane. This, she cannot even get out of the state of California with this. So we hurry up and got out of there. And then she was able to get the surgery. And the doctor who was telling us about it, he was like, I want to let you know, I would have a Nobel Peace Prize if I could tell you what's going on. But she's not the youngest, nor is she the only patient I've had that's had this removed. He said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either, but
maybe we just put it out there.
It's not looking good. That, I mean, you know, it's sad.
Reproduction,
yeah,
you're messing definitely with black woman reproduction. Mm-hmm. Something ain't right, is it?
And just the number of people that are passing away. I mean, there's no way on earth everybody you talk to is like, yeah, I got another funeral, I got another. No. That's not a thing. At least it wasn't before. No. Before the end of mid 2023, I would say, is when I started noticing. Back to back to back, everybody's just...
And you remember your grandparents living well into their 80s, so you know life expectancy was very long. That's what brings me to Nikki Haley talking about she wants to change the retirement age to 70 for the young people. Like, girl, are you playing with us? Like, this was your
choice.
And Whoopi is another one who I think is misled, not throwing her under the bus or anything, but these people who are just, I'm sorry about that. I sent my family.
Throw her under the bus. If she's saying stuff that needs to put her under the bus. But I heard Nikki Haley say that these younger people need to be prepared to work to 70. She said based on life expectancy. So if we're thinking that life expectancy is down to about 70, then she's basically saying to them, you're going to work for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life in a computer era, not farming and human era, not manufacturing and human era, not corporate and human era. We are working in industrial computer era where they're just changing every single thing that was ever given to humans to work for, to computers and robots. And what job are you going to find, Nikki? What jobs are these people going to have, Nikki, at 70?
Not only that, but Generation Z keeps complaining about the fact that the salaries are so low. They're not going to be able to afford a home. They can't afford to move out. They can barely afford food. So the question is, who on earth do you think is going to work every day of their life and not have a place to live and food to eat and a car to drive?
Why would the homeless population be so big right now if it was like, a retirement age that you can work until you're 80 and then retire? Like, really? I want to know if she's not the only one, if she has a fan base that's protecting her and voting for her. It blows my mind that they're living in this bubble of non-reality. There's no way you're going to tell our 20-year-olds who are competing with computers and robots, don't worry, you're going to work till you set. Work what? You don't let us have the food and gardens anymore. You're shutting people down left and right with that.
The Amish, they will go in and overturn the crop. I mean, like, what on earth? But see, at some point, we have to get together as a society and say, you're not representing us. You're not doing anything we want done. You're literally intentionally harming us and we don't need you anymore. Like, that's really what has to happen.
Did you see where I don't know why I was halfway asleep, halfway awake when I saw it, but they are putting manure and live sewage on government buildings. They are pulling up with live sewage and they sprayed this government building because they were saying you're a piece of...
They sprayed the exterior of the building?
They couldn't. I don't know if they could get past the gate. I guess they
sprayed it?
People. The people did this. And I wish I had paid more attention, but it was more so me saying, thank you, Jesus, that we're starting to speak up. Humans are starting to speak up and say, stop it. Stop supporting these people who are putting you out of business. Stop it. Stop saying we're going to have computers and robots. Stop supporting that company. They're taking away your right to live.
Well, when they said the first McDonald's with all robots is now open, and
Did you see that?
Anybody who goes there is out of their mind because you're eliminating everything that humans need to survive in terms of jobs,
yes.
No quality control, no nothing. We're just, you know, but back to Nikki Haley, you do know that Trump has beat her in two primary races.
He just beat her in New Hampshire.
But the thing that I want to say is that the Democrats, given that Trump is winning there so far, I mean, it's only two races.
If they let him win.
It seems to me that the Democrats are setting the country up to have Trump again, because the reality is everybody knows Joe Biden can barely say a sentence. He is not here. We're in that war. We're in two wars that nobody is in the Ukraine war and the Israel-Palestine war that many people in our country oppose. Mm-hmm. But Joe Biden is not fit to walk to the bathroom unaided, let alone be a president. So my question is, why would the Democrats continue to push him as the only primary races? They're saying, hey, this is our guy and we're sticking with him. And I'm saying, then you don't want to win. You don't want to be Democratic.
I don't know anyone who's said they're going to, for me in my circle, who said they were going to vote for him. Either they said they weren't going to vote at all to show that there's nobody out there, or they were voting for Trump because that's the only other option, because no one wants Nikki in there. No one wants DeSantos in there. So,
well, whoever wins their nomination, whoever wins the Republican,
he's going to win by a landslide. If all is legal, he's going to win by a landslide. He was not the most, colorful president, as far as, you know, I believe he had race baiting, more than enough race baiting and race baiting people supporting him, but people have money in their pocket. And now that everybody is broke and food prices is through the roof and housing costs and no money is being given.
Immigrants are marching across our border by the tens of thousands. And then this stupid government, the federal government and the state governments, are diverting our tax money while we're seeing increasing homeless populations living in tents and on the streets.
How about the schools? They shut down people's schools, the kids' schools, and let the immigrants go in.
And they're also giving immigrants monthly stipends. They're letting them drive without licenses. Yep. They're paying for them to stay in luxury hotels in New York City. All of this is on Joe Biden's watch. And I would tell you, in the last few elections, I stopped voting. And I'm not in favor of Trump.
No,
I didn't even know what to do. Because something says, well, I might have to vote to keep Biden. He can't come back.
No, he can't. He's definitely, if all is legal, he's never coming back. Everyone I know, from Black people to white people, hate this man. They thought Trump was the worst president, but then you get this guy in office who everybody feels broke. Like, the paychecks, you go to the grocery store, you got three bags, you paid over $400, and you like, what? Nothing.
And don't eat organic like I do.
Oh, no.
It is really like...
You might got a bag and a half.
I'm like, are you people crazy? This one bag is $52. If it can fit in one bag, it should not be over $50.
No, I remember the days when $20 had me a whole bag of groceries and fruit. I used to be like, okay, I'm getting oranges and apples and I'm going to get some limes and lemons. And I put it in my bag. And not only did Safeway have $10 off of what you could fit in this bag. No, that's those days are over.
Well, you know what? It's interesting what you're saying about your friends and family circle not wanting to vote for Biden, because I normally don't pay attention, but I have some acquaintances who are on Facebook actively promoting Biden and still anti-Trump. I know a person, a woman who works for an organization that has her traveling around the country generating support for Biden. Mm-hmm. And I know people in a group, a social group I'm in, that are saying, hey, we need you, sis, keep it up, we're counting on you. So I know an array of people who are still vehemently pro-Biden. So it surprised me to hear you say that, but my perspective is, by going with Biden, he's out.
No, I could never. I'm literally, as far as healthcare, like, we have a stack like this of doctor bills. We have the best insurance in the world. We have the federal government insurance, and we have doctor bills this high because we keep getting, I'm like, what is the insurance paying for? It's not us. It's the federal government. They're not taking any on. They're not paying for this. Well, why are we even paying? And then you have to have insurance or you get penalized.
And as a self-employed person, I pay a huge premium every month. And it's the same thing because I've had some illnesses mm-hmm. lately. And every time I go to a hospital or go to a specialist, I'm yep. talking like thousands of dollars. Not all your copays, $350 or $500. Oh, no. I'm talking thousands. Every specialist is charging me. Everybody is still circling back and saying, you owe us more money. And I'm saying, I'm paying thousands every year.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
This government failed us.
But you know, Biden recently said in a press conference that he was just saying he was following orders and he doesn't know about us, but he's about to go to bed. Who says that? I saw it on TikTok. It was an excerpt from one of his press conferences recently. And I'm like, you're the leader of the free world. You're supposed to be known for, like, Barack Obama, Clinton, all of them aged great, you know, had tremendous aging in office, gray hair, all of that, because they're known for living off minimal sleep. Yes. And here you are behind the podium telling us you're about to go to bed. That doesn't compute for me.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm done with this.
I'm done with him. And if I have to, if I think it's necessary, I'm sorry to say, I will consider, I haven't voted in the last few elections, but if necessary, I will consider going to vote to make sure he doesn't win.
If he wins, it's because we don't have any control over voting. That's my thing. I don't know anybody. Like, literally, these women came around the other day and was like, we see that you're a Democrat. I said, ladies, I 100,000% will not be voting for Biden, so you can take me off. Oh, no, honey, I hate him. And you can tell him I said it. I've never felt so much pressure. I thought Trump was toxic and all that, you know, as far as racism.
He's toxic. He's racist. I wasn't broke. He's interested in being a dictator.
Yep.
He idolizes Putin and the dictator over North Korea. He is a problem. I don't want him. I really don't want him, but I refuse to have Biden again. So,
and especially when you have the immigrants population that is committing, their crime is the crime that you have never even seen before. Like, they took a whole, I was looking at TikTok, how they picked up a whole mailbox unit and stole it. Like, their crimes are just like, you know, that ain't nobody over.
They're not coming from here
all these years and we ain't never pick them.
They're from a different culture. And I just read, I don't think this will be effective, but I recently read an article saying that a woman is suing the federal government because she's heartbroken because an MS-13 gang member immigrant raped and killed her daughter. And her position is that the lax immigration policies are responsible for that. But as a lawyer, I know that the government is immune to suit unless it gives you the right to sue. There is a, I don't want to go all legal. There is some stuff, there is some legislation that allows you to sue them for torts. So it depends on how they frame it and whatever, but I can see that getting thrown out easily.
But I hope we, the people, are sick and tired of being sick and tired and look out for stuff like that. Because at this point, you're not blaming just, we know Black people do crime. We know white folks do crime. We know all the races do crime. But when I tell you the crime of just opening my car door, everybody texting everybody all night, make sure you lock your door. And then you look at your Ring camera and you see who's doing it. You're like, yo, where did it all come from that you can just take my Cadillac converter? And like, we're poor too, but see, their poor is different levels of poor. Like, Black people have known for years, you can't break in our car. We got just as much as you got. You ain't gonna get too much.
But I want to be clear that I am not anti-immigration, but I am absolutely anti what is happening right now. And I have read an article or saw a video where they were saying that, you know, Americans are pouring into Mexico, Caribbean countries, European countries. And then said the Mexicans in Mexico City had the nerve to complain about the number of us there, saying we're changing the nature of their city. And I said, fair exchange is no robbery. You're changing the nature of our country. I will come there if I want to. Matter of fact, I'm planning to start going and visiting some spots in Mexico, because if this place continues on like this, it's not a place for me. I mean, you know, I've always thought to go to Africa or do something, but I mean, I'm serious, like this.
But have you noticed that about Africa too, that they're starting to show like Seychelles Africa? God, that's such a mouthful.
Oh, Seychelles.
Seychelles Africa. Like, they're starting to show that people like you and I, that look like you and I, are moving there and being like, how the heck did we know this place existed? Not because, you know, we all hear about Ghana and Guinea and Nairobi. We hear about all of those parts.
I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar. But, you know, a lot of our people who've moved to the places you talked about have been there for some years. They're starting to come back. Really, at the end of the day, we don't come from Africa. And some of the things that are going on over there eventually aren't going to be working for us. We're going to have to fix our country. We're going to have to. I mean, I know that contradicts what I just said, but
no, because that's what I'm saying. They only give us a little bit of Africa, and you hear it and you see the pictures. You're like, oh, big whoop. It's just like going to Ocean City. But when they show you Seychelles, Africa, and you see paradise and you see people that look like me walking around and just being like, how did we did not know we come from paradise? You know, like, why did they not tell us that these parts of Africa exist? Because, you know, they only give you here. And then if you go there, I guess they protect it so they don't tell us. But people are getting sick and tired of the United States.
Like 5 or 6 countries in Africa. I've been to Southern Africa, Eastern Africa, Western Africa. And they have beaches. They have safari. Yeah. They have a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, after what I finally realized is, I'm American. I don't mind going to visit, but there's a mentality that is absolutely different from how we process and how we move. There is a freedom there. So there's a trade-off if you want that freedom, you know, but
I think that's what people are chasing, that freedom of mind. Like, give me, you know, the David Chappelle moment where I have to go back to the motherland to regroup and get it together, be able to deal with what's going on over here, because I feel like we have just been beat down with the system and we keep getting overlooked by everyone. That's why I'm not apologizing. I'm never going to apologize about having a problem with immigration, because you all jumped right in the line right after the gays got their rights and the LGBTQ got their right. Then y'all jump in. It's like, well, are we ever going to be in this line?
That's part of the intent, because even though maybe a lot of people have ancestors from Africa, a lot of my ancestors primarily are from the Americas. They are intent on keeping us separate from our land. And in my mind, and there is a political theory called replacement theory, they're bringing in all those immigrants to put them on a par above us and to push us. They're taking our country again. They're taking our country again by replacing us with immigrants.
And it's crazy, because whoever these people are that can control this and be able to do that, how long do they live? Like, are they hooked up to some type of, because who are you teaching, you know, the people we went to school with, you're teaching them to do that to us? Like, I understand your great-great-grandfather, but he should be gone by now. And I even understand your great-great-grandfather, but he should be. Who is the new generation they're teaching to be able to say, let's keep this party going and yeah. second, third class these people?
The old people are in control. That's the problem with our government. The old people are still in control. Look at Joe Biden, Nancy mm-hmm. Pelosi died in office. All those people are old, out of touch, and they're in control, and they're not even in control. They're puppets of people higher than them behind the scenes that are pulling the strings. So it's not young people doing this to us. It is older people, World Economic Forum, all that kind of thing that are putting these policies in place. But we're down to like 4 minutes. I know we can talk about some other stuff. Oh, I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. So you're a Tesla driver. Mm-hmm. What we're consistently hearing is that now that we're into winter, the mm-hmm. mileage that you're supposed to get is lower and is difficult to charge your battery. Is that true?
100%.
It is true.
It's 100%. We tried to charge the first really bad snowstorm we got, and it took like, it normally would take maybe an hour. It took almost 3 hours.
Oh my God.
And it still wouldn't fully charge it. You know, it just was so, and it drains it. So if once you do get charged and it's out in the cold and the weather, it you see when you get in, you would normally still have almost a full charging. And now it's just, if you don't keep it plugged up in a garage and just keep it, you know, battery operated, it drains it. It is really, really bad. Like, and I don't know if you saw the movie, The World We Left Behind or Leave the World Behind.
I specifically have not watched it, but I will watch it later. I don't want to get programmed, but I'll watch it later. But I've heard about
it. Well, it's supposed to be, you know, Barack and Michelle Obama, President Barack and First Lady Michelle Obama's movie.
Well, they're no friend. I'm no friend of theirs. So.
Right. So a lot of people.
Off the beaten path. So. So, I know everybody loves him.
I think now that's another person we got to talk about next time about her coming back. I think she could shut the world down and come back in office. I think she could do it. Yeah. I think
she always says she didn't want to run, but I think
she's scared. I think she's like, look, Brock, we got to go back. They, you know, I'll be the front runner since you can't be, but they all know.
What did you want to say about that movie, though? How it?
Oh, but in the movie, they show that the Teslas start driving themselves because of, you know, whatever bug or glitch, because, you know, there's a strike in where the systems are all shut down. So all these Teslas are going to the same place, crashing into one another. And so it was funny because you think about it and you like, if somebody was to hack and we were to get targeted by a hack, that could happen. You know,
I told you or I did a TikTok draft and I never posted mm-hmm. that video where when the war in Ukraine first started, mm-hmm. a lot of people around the world were calling for Tesla to shut down all the Teslas in Russia. You don't remember that? And I said,
no.
That that's even a possibility is a problem.
It is.
I posted it. I don't think
did it happen?
No. Okay. No, but the fact that you could call for it and it potentially could happen.
No, why would you even want that? Like, but you didn't know that.
But it speaks to the level of control that can be exercised over you.
Absolutely.
When you have a vehicle like that.
Absolutely. And that's why people are saying, you know, we're going to keep at least one gas vehicle. But you got to remember, they can cut down gas. They could shut a gas off and you won't have anything. But it's a win-lose situation. You know what I'm saying? It's good until it's not. It's good.
What it really is that we're going to, like in Germany, all those farmers are parking their big tractors and stuff up. I heard, I think it's Italy, another European country has started to follow suit. At the end of the day, Americans are going to have to step up. Americans that can still afford food and still afford their homes, they're going to have to join
Afraid. And everybody's going to end up on the other side of the world, meaning die one day. So why, when you're here, you're not going to try to fight for something? If the world isn't wiped out and your kids are going to survive it and your grandkids are going to survive it, why not fight for them? It's like insurance. It's like life insurance. Okay, you might not can use it, but if you don't have enough money to generate to leave to the next generation, just have it just for that. You know, it's like, okay, so we're going to use this life insurance of life fighting for our grandkids, our great grandkids, because we're going to all end up that way anyway. they just won't do it. It's like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
And there's a possibility that if this is our timer, you hear it? Uh-huh. There's a possibility that if we fight, we could even have a few better years for ourselves.
Better years for ourselves. How about that?
So we're out of time, but I really enjoy coming back. And I hope our audience has enjoyed us too, because we're definitely planning to come back again.
Absolutely. And I also was thinking me and you should set up maybe a separate TikTok account and just start posting our synopsis.
I was going to start posting shorts from this right on my TikTok.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it too.
Over there.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So definitely we're going to put some clips on TikTok and hopefully drive more people to it. Leave comments. You disagree, you agree, you don't have an opinion or don't know where to go with it. We love comments and Absolutely. Conversation to keep the conversation going.
Absolutely. And please like and always subscribe. And we will be back next week with another hot topic.
See you next time.
Next time, kicking it with Kim and Tora.